around him. He's got him over to another place where they're protected. He is broke. He's used all his money to save those Jews. So at the very end, he's talking to the leader of the Jewish people there, and he sees him walk over to his car. He says, my car. I could have got 10 more. If I would have got rid of this car, I could have got 10 more. Then he walks away. He goes, this pendant. This pendant right here. That's 2 more. 2 more. No, it's gold. That's 2 more. And he breaks down because he starts to see that even though he has emptied himself and sacrificed himself, that he still could have done more. And here he is, flat broke. It's not rocket science to make the leap from the premise of this movie, which is based on a true story about Oscar Schindler, to what Jesus has done for all of us. Jesus, basically, through his blood, has paved the way for all of us, every last one of us. And I like that quote in the movie by the Jewish guy. He said, he who saves one, saves the world. In time. He who saves one, saves the world in time. You know, on November the 15th, here at Bridgeport, we're going to have our day of generosity. And we've set a goal of $150,000 to collect so that we can do local, regional, and global missions work. Some of the local stuff we're doing, and we're going to fund benevolent outreach that we do a lot here in this community. It is our goal and intent to start a Hope Leadership Academy next summer with summer interns. We have a gymnasium. We have all the resources. We just need some maintenance to get them up and running so that we can take care of kids, so that we can reach out to this community. I was talking to Bobby this week, who's doing a lot of community outreach with the Marietta Police Athletic League and the firefighters, and we started talking about even having worked so much closely in the community that this church, Bridgepoint, could then host an annual banquet for all those public servants who are serving our community, because in many ways, it's a partnership. They're doing the physical protection, we're doing the spiritual protection,